Remember starting the new semester with a quiz? Well, let's start with a quiz with our very own quizmaster, Sue Bolin, now on Probe.
The number of people with even a basic Bible literacy is at an all-time low, and it just keeps dropping. This week, we're offering a Bible literacy quiz. Let's see how you do today. First question, who wrote the first four books of the New Testament? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Who wrote the first five books of the Old Testament? Most conservative scholars hold that the Pentateuch was written by Moses. What two Old Testament books are named for women? Esther and Ruth. What is the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What was the test of a prophet to know that he was truly from God? He had to be 100% accurate in his prophecies. The penalty for a false prophet was death by stoning. To whom did God give the Ten Commandments? Moses. Which two Old Testament people did not die? Kind of a hard one, huh? Genesis 5:24 says that Enoch, who was Noah's great-grandfather, walked with God, and then he was no more because God took him away. The other one was the Old Testament prophet Elijah, who was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind with a chariot and horses of fire. What is the root of all kinds of evil? No, it's not money. It's the love of money. What is the beginning of wisdom? The fear of the Lord. Who delivered the Sermon on the Mount? The Lord Jesus. Who is the Roman governor who sentenced Christ to death? Pontius Pilate. Who are the major prophets? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. What happened while the Lord Jesus was in the desert for 40 days? He was tempted by the devil. How many people were on Noah's ark? 8. Noah and his wife, his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. Who was the first murderer? Cain, who killed his brother Abel. How'd you do? We've got more questions and answers tomorrow, or you could see all 104 questions on our website at probe.org.
This has been Probe with your host, Sue Bolin. There are a lot more questions to get in Sue's Bible literacy quiz at probe.org. That's probe.org. Join us next time as we help you shine the light of God's truth into our darkened culture here on Probe.
We're on day two of our Bible literacy quiz. Let's see how well you do today. Which person was afflicted with terrible trials but trusted God through it all? Job. Who is Israel's most well-known and well-loved king? David. Who is the weeping prophet? That was Jeremiah. Who was thrown into the lion's den? Daniel. Who were the two people in the famous fight with a stone and a sling? David and Goliath. What are epistles? Letters. On what occasion was the Holy Spirit given to the church? Pentecost. Whom did God command to sacrifice his only son? Abraham. What was the Old Testament feast that celebrated God saving the firstborn of Israel the night they left Egypt? Passover. Who was the Hebrew who became prime minister of Egypt? Joseph. Who was the Hebrew woman who became queen of Persia? Esther. Who was the pagan woman who became David's great-grandmother? Ruth. Which angel appeared to Mary? Gabriel. Who directed the writing of the Bible? The Holy Spirit. Where was the Lord Jesus before he was conceived in Mary? In heaven. Who taught in parables? The Lord Jesus. Which two animals talked with human speech? That would be the serpent in the Garden of Eden and Balaam's donkey. With which woman did David commit adultery? Bathsheba. Which one of their sons succeeded David as king? Solomon. Well, how'd you do? More questions and answers tomorrow, or you can see all 104 questions on our website at probe.org.
Remember starting the new semester with a quiz? Well, let's start with a quiz with our very own quizmaster, Sue Bolin, now on Probe.
It's day 3 of our Bible literacy quiz this week. How are you doing with these questions? Here's the next one. Who was the female judge of Israel? Deborah. Who was the wisest man in the world? Solomon. Who was the first man? Adam. Who was the most humble man on earth? Moses. And who was the strongest man on earth? Samson. Where were the two nations of God's people taken into captivity? Israel was taken into Assyria, and Judah was taken into Babylon. Which cupbearer to a foreign king rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem? Nehemiah. Who were the two Old Testament prophets who worked miracles? Elijah and Elisha. Which Old Testament prophet spent 3 days in the belly of a great fish? Did you get Jonah? What is the last book of the Old Testament? Malachi. For which Israelite commander did the sun stand still? Joshua. Who was the first king of Israel? Saul. Who built the temple in Israel? Solomon. Which of the 12 tribes of Israel served as priests? Levites. Which city fell after the Israelites marched around it daily for 7 days? Jericho. What did God give the Israelites to eat in the wilderness? Two things, manna and quail. Which two people walked on water? Jesus and Peter. And the last question for today, who was the first martyr? Stephen. How'd you do? We've got more questions and answers tomorrow, or you could see all 104 questions on our website at probe.org.
This has been Probe with your host, Sue Bolin. There are a lot more questions to get in Sue's Bible Literacy Quiz at probe.org. That's probe.org. Join us next time as we help you shine the light of God's truth into our darkened culture here on Probe.
We're on the 4th day of our Bible literacy quiz. How are you going to do today? Who betrayed Jesus to the priests and for how much? Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, which was the price of a slave. Who was the first person to see the risen Lord? Mary Magdalene. Which prophet and cousin of the Lord was beheaded? John the Baptist. To what country did the young Jesus and his parents escape when Herod was threatening his life? Egypt. What was Christ's first miracle? He turned water into wine at the wedding at Cana. Which one of the Lord's personal friends did he raise from the dead? Lazarus. Who was the greatest missionary of the New Testament? Paul. And who was Paul's first partner? Barnabas. Whom did an angel release from prison? Peter. Which event caused God to splinter human language into many tongues? The building of the Tower of Babel. Which chapter of an Old Testament prophet's book gives a detailed prophecy of the Messiah's death by crucifixion? Isaiah 53. who wrestled all night with the Lord and was left with a permanent limp? Jacob. Which two pastors did Paul write letters to? Timothy and Titus. Who was hailed as a god when he was bitten by a snake but nothing bad happened? Paul. Which two New Testament writers were brothers of the Lord Jesus? James and Jude. Which two New Testament books were written by a doctor? Luke and Acts. And finally for today, who had a coat of many colors? Joseph. How are you doing? We've got more questions and answers tomorrow, or you can see all 104 questions on our website at probe.org. We're on the final day of our Bible literacy quiz. Let's see how you'll do today. In what sin did Aaron lead the Israelites while his brother Moses was up on the mountain talking to God? They made an idol in the form of a golden calf. How many books are there in the entire Bible? There are 66. 39 in the Old Testament, and 27 in the New Testament. Who saw the Lord appear to him in a burning bush? Moses. How many sons did Jacob have? 12. They were the ancestors of the 12 tribes of Israel. Who gave up his birthright for a bowl of stew? Esau. Which psalm starts out, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want"? Psalm 23. Who disowned the Lord Jesus three times before a rooster crowed? Peter. Where is the New Testament Hall of Faith? Hebrews 11. Who appeared with the Lord Jesus in glory on the Mount of Transfiguration? Elijah and Moses. Who is the second Adam? The Lord Jesus Christ. Which Old Testament prophet married a prostitute because God told him to? Hosea. What are the two sacred ordinances that the Lord commanded us to observe in the New Testament? Baptism and communion. Whose tomb was Christ buried in? Joseph of Arimathea. Final question. What is the epistle of joy? Philippians. So, how did you do? On our website at probe.org, you'll find all 104 questions with the answers and the scriptural references. And we've also given you a separated format so that you can really check yourself without peeking. Let us know how you did.